Update on Michigan State at Northwestern tomorrow at noon. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, is standing by live here on the Huge Show. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill. Great to be on your show, man.
Hey, the Curtis Blackwell story and the deposition and under oath and the allegations that D'Antonio overrode coaches who didn't want to bring him in. You have that story front and center. You have football going on. Any effect you feel this will have on D'Antonio and the team?
It could. You know, I mean, I know that I spent a lot of time last night going through that deposition, trying to entertain questions on the Underground Bunker message board at SpartanMac.com. That's just being part of my job, trying to get a handle on things. So, and I'm sure you spent a lot of time with it, too. It's a Thursday night. If you're Mark D'Antonio, how can't – I mean, I'm sure he went through it, too. If you're a player, some of those guys used to know Curtis Blackwell. I mean, can they resist going through it and reading it and having opinions and discussions about it? Anytime you're doing things like that, you're taking away time and mental energy and focus on the business trip at hand, which is playing at Northwestern on Saturday. Is it a distraction? I don't know how it couldn't be. Trying to keep people away from reading that, it had to have been time-consuming.
I read through it, and the only really new news to me was D'Antonio overriding coaches and Blackwell claiming multiple coaches, you know, knew about this. That to me is something, considering the climate at MSU and also everywhere. Look at Antonio Brown and everything going on. That's something that, if it's true, that might be a tough hurdle for D'Antonio. I also said this, that in the story from the Detroit Free Press or News that I read yesterday towards the end of the show, that if D'Antonio stands by and has the truth, then go under oath, deposition, and you put the truth on the record versus what Blackwell said and somebody's lying, right?
I think they can both be telling the truth. In terms of discussing Robertson, the recruit from Indiana, yeah, I'm sure those discussions took place. And that happens with a lot of recruits. There's a player at Kentucky playing right now that wanted to come to Michigan State. Michigan State had discussions about him, decided not to take him. They've had recruits come in, and they've had discussions about, is he our kind of guy, and stopped recruiting someone that ended up at Penn State. That's part of recruiting, for assistant coaches to meet with the head coach and discuss every inch and angle of a recruit. I don't doubt that Ron Burton at some point voiced some misgivings and some questions and some problems with Robertson. He had some problems that were well known when he came in. And you remember when he was added to the recruiting class late, Mark D'Antonio sent out a statement saying they were confident that they went through the vetting process. They decided to take him. That he was going out on a limb back then, before he set foot on campus. So for him, when the vetting process is going on, it's with someone like that, it's not going to be 100% all in favor. And if you're a head coach, you don't want to surround yourself with yes men. You want someone like Ron Burton who's going to speak his mind. The irony is, I mean, back when all that happened, I don't know this for a fact, but Curtis Blackwell addressed this with some of his deposition. The word back then, now try this on for size, is that Curtis Blackwell was on the other side of that table in D'Antonio's ear telling him that they should take Robertson. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but that was the word back then, to the point that Blackwell addressed that in his deposition, saying that everybody always said he was my recruit, he was my recruit. I don't know what's true and what's not true on that part of it, but when the deposition happens, it'll be interesting to see what D'Antonio says about that. At the end of the day, it's D'Antonio's decision. He took the player. He felt that he could mentor the player, and he and Blackwell could mentor the player, bring him in, straighten him out, guide him along the right path, and do okay with him. Did not happen. Blew up in his face. Now, like D'Antonio said when they kicked Robertson off the team, he said, we didn't bring the guy in here thinking he was a bad guy, believing he was going to be a bad guy once he got here, or worse to that effect. So D'Antonio thought they would take him and do like he felt they could do a Father Flanagan type of deal. Robertson was at two high schools. His previous high school, there were some problems there, and that information was not released. It also was reported by ESPN last year that the principal at the high school, at Robertson's high school, did not level with Michigan State on all the information they had about Robertson. So communication in circles, as it turns out, I'm sure D'Antonio wished he never would have taken the player. But the irony there is, if in fact Blackwell was not just a fly on the wall listening to Burton say these things, but was actually the advocate for Robertson. I don't know if he was asked that point blank, but it will be interesting to see what D'Antonio says about that. As far as assistant coaches saying something to D'Antonio, I don't doubt that that happened. And as head coach, you don't want a bunch of yes men. And like I said, they vetted it, and they made a decision, and the decision blew up in their face, and it continues to blow up in their face.
You know, Com, that's a great point that this isn't really about Lyon. It's just about D'Antonio, the coaches saying some of them don't take him, where some might have said take him. And he said, you know what, which a lot of coaches do, that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, you know, Sir Darian Adams or whoever it is, I'm going to help rehabilitate this guy. And I think a lot of coaches take more pride in that than wins and losses on the field, that they can change lives. And Robertson did blow up, and the timing of it blowing up, considering what was ahead over those next 2 years for Michigan State, nobody saw that coming. It was a mistake by D'Antonio to take Robertson then, and it's even a bigger mistake now. So we'll see what happens when he is deposed, or if this goes to court or wherever it does end. Comp, let's move on. Talk about D'Antonio getting his team ready for Northwestern tomorrow. That is such a big game for this team this year, coming off the ugly loss at home to Arizona State.
It is, and they were tight at the end of that Arizona State game. The defense had played so well, and for the defense to make three major mistakes in the late going after playing so well in the first three games, really, there's no other explanation than they started to feel a little bit of the collar tightening up, because they felt like the defense had to do everything, I'm guessing, and some guys left their assignments and made some mistakes on offense, and then the kicker starts missing field goals. This team can be pretty good, but they can be pretty good with the old formula with Michigan State, and that means being mistake-free, playing good defense, don't beat yourself. They've won 9 or 10 games a number of years with pretty good talent, but teams that did not beat themselves. In 2 out of 3 games this year, Huge, they have had instances that are not Mark D'Antonio type of football in terms of procedural errors. They're not good enough to overcome those things. They're not good enough to be a -1 in turnovers, a -1 overall in penalties, and miss 3 field goals. They've got to cash in and ride that defense, the longer that this goes without wins, the more the pressure builds. And there is pressure this weekend. That we, you know, when you and I talked about it in the summer, this loomed as a pivotal type of game. Then Northwestern went out, did not look good at all against Stanford. And you're like, I'm thinking, well, this could be an easier game at Northwestern. Maybe not the bellwether we expected. But then Northwestern started to look more like Northwestern last weekend. The quarterback bounced back. So now the game looks difficult again. I'm calling it a 50-50 type of game. Vegas has Michigan State a 9-point favorite. I'm not seeing that right now, unless they play it in ways that we haven't seen them play against a quality opponent yet.
No, I don't see, you know, with Northwestern's defense, pretty solid. Yeah. Might be a top 5 defense in the Big Ten. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. You can follow Michigan State Athletics 24/7 at SpartanMeg.com. Enjoy the trip to Evanston. We'll talk next week about what happened.
Sounds great, Bill.